This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 4-3, entitled Looking Poor is an Effective Fluffy Repellent. Description. This flyer suggests that looking poor is an effective way for MGTOW/masculist men with money to repel fluffy parasites. Flyer itself. Looking poor is an effective fluffy repellent. I've been retired for over 5 years. Well, now 7. I spend my afternoons in my favourite park studying PhD level pure math and math physics to pick up the knowledge to make YouTube lecture course videos and e-libraries, that's electronic libraries, with links to full textbooks, in these topics to help educate PhD level students around the world for free. In the first year or so, I noticed the trend with middle-aged bachelor level, so bachelor degree level, Chinese women in the park. They were educated enough to recognize that I was reading very difficult stuff, so their thinking probably went something like this. A highly intelligent male. Very smart males earn big money. I'm in my 30s and still don't have a kid. This, maybe, rich, Western, highly intelligent male might succumb to my vagina and give me big money, so I should attract his attention by talking to him. This happened to me quite a lot until I learned to use a very effective trick to repel them, and that is to look poor. It worked so well that one time I remember being in the elevator to my apartment, overhearing two Chinese women of that age talk to each other about me. One said, "He doesn't have any money." I laughed inwardly. That's all fluffies think about, re-men. That is men's exploitability quotient. How much money can a woman extract from a given man? I wear sports shoes most of the time. My toenails have penetrated the fabric of the shoes on both feet, thus creating a rather dishevelled look. Even rather poor Chinese would buy a new pair, but I don't. My sports shoes have another year or two of life in them, so I keep them and use them as fluffy repellent. I observe the single women in their 30s and 40s look at me in the park. Now I think the monologue going on in their head is something like this. He's reading high-level mathematics, so he must be very bright, so probably earns big money. But he's in the park during the day, so is probably retired. But he looks poor, with his dirty shoes and his unruly hair that he obviously doesn't care about. So he's useless. Fluffy speak for unexploitable by fluffies. So they don't approach me or try to talk to me. A few still do, so my second line of defense is to tell them simply, "Budong," which means, "I don't understand the language you speak," shaking my hand at them, then they definitely go away. So this trick of looking poor is a very effective fluffy repellent. I can recommend it strongly to MGTOWs and masculists who want to keep fluffies at bay. Which brings me to the question, what categories of men would be interested in having a fluffy repellent? Different categories of men at different ages view women differently, so I'll try to discuss the major categories. Young men are pussy hungry, or cunt driven. They want as many women as possible to pay attention to them, so that they can put their penises in them, which to young men is the essence of their whole being. Handsome, well-educated, intelligent young men can get all the pussy they want. So if they want to stay single and childless, due to being MGTOWs or masculists, all they need is to use condoms and to walk away when the woman starts nagging or talks about having a baby. Men in their 30s are much less pussy-hungry and more cold-eyed about women's wants, especially from women their own age, who are now seriously wanting to have a kid before it's too late for them. With divorce still toxic for men, these MGTOW/masculist men need to be more careful, re-sperm jacking, and the dirty tricks women play on men to become pregnant accidentally on purpose. Such men need to always use a condom, not trust a woman on the pill, and dispose of his used condom down the toilet immediately. Men in their 20s and 30s, that is first halve men, that is under 40, are less motivated to use fluffy repellent, so the advice above is probably less relevant to them. But to second halve men, that is over 40, in the second half of their lives, getting pussy is less and less of a top priority, so they're able to look even more coldly at women's wants and avoid the female traps. Second halve men may have worked hard while they were first halve men, saved hard, and now in their 40s have enough money to retire and become an archer after a retirement career, doing what they love in life instead of being a wage slave and a man slave to a bloody fluffy. Since they have money, real money, they could attract fluffies like flies, so repelling fluffies can become a major issue for them, so looking poor is good advice for them. When they want to get a bit of sex, all they have to do is put on their pump and dump, that is, business suit, and socialize with the fluffies. After he has pumped, he can dump and go back to his dirty clothes, looking poor, and keeping the fluffies repelled at his useless, that is, unexploitable appearance. A second halve man will have saved a lot of money if he is an archer, so it would be a major catch for a real fluffy. So he needs to be on his guard whenever some fluffy is buzzing around him like a mosquito. He needs to be wearing his fluffy repellent. As more and more men go MGTOW / maskless, there will be more and more men who arc in their 40s and above, who will be most attractive to fluffies, who will sharpen their skills to track these useful, that is, exploitable, males. Such men will need to develop the art, the ruse of looking poor. Actually, it's not hard. Just don't buy new clothes. Let your old ones look a bit dirty, and let your shoes decay, but keep wearing them. I find that works for me. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name: de Garis Masculist MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.